Okay, I'm sitting here this afternoon with a very unusual, I guess, unusual, and a very important guest for Sermon Audio. And I hope that it will be a blessing. We did another interview with this guest on TalkShoe, and it didn't come out very good, so we're going to do it again, and hopefully it will be more clear. I have as a guest this afternoon, my son, and my only son, Mark Phillips, and today is his big 4-0 birthday. And he was born in 1976, March 8th. And so, Mark, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
What we're going to do is we're just going to go through some of Mark's life and. Before I get started, I'm just going to give a little summary. You know, a lot of people on Sermon Audio know that Mark has a very rare brain degenerative disease, and he's had it since he was actually diagnosed when he was 17 with this disease. So it's been over 20 years. See, 17, 27, 37. 23 years ago. It's a long time. And he's been with us the last 40 years, but he's been with us with this brain degenerative disease the last 23 years. And it has been quite a journey for all of us. Mark, Rosette, and myself, and of course the rest of the family has been affected as well. Just to give an overview, Mark, when he was working, he had graduated from high school, had gotten his diploma from the Christian Liberty Academy in Chicago, and had homeschooled him, and he was working part-time at a Burger King, and came home one night and said he was having a clicking sensation in his head, and within 24 hours he was in a comatose situation in a hospital and had a massive overproduction of dopamine in his brain, and it caused some brain damage, and it resulted in this condition that he's had to live with the rest of his life, which the actual how it works itself out is Mark. Much of his life is very, very disoriented. His thoughts become muddled and confused. And to get his thoughts together, he writes hundreds and hundreds of pages every month. I think we go through about 5 to 6 spiral notebooks a month, probably 600 pages a month, trying to get his thoughts in alignment. And he's on some inhibitor medication to slow down the production of his dopamine in his brain. But the Lord has been merciful through it all, and he still struggles, and sometimes he despairs over not having a normal life like anyone would, not having a normal job, not having a wife, not having, you know, children. And so, anyway, I'm just going to start. Mark, I will tell you his condition today is he's got a pretty clear mind this afternoon, but he does not, he's not real talkative. Oftentimes he'll answer a question yes or no. It's hard to get him to elaborate, so understand it's part of the condition, but I'll do the best I can to fill in the blanks. So again, Mark, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Mark, again, what is your birth date?
March 8, 1976.
Okay. And Mark, what city were you born in?
Kansas City, Missouri.
And do you remember the name of the hospital?
St. Mary's Hospital. I was born at 5:56 p.m.
Okay. Do you remember the actual time? Okay. And was that a Catholic hospital?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Came into the world in the Catholic's hands, huh?
Yeah.
Oh. Now, do you remember the first city that we lived in, the little city that we lived in on Sagamore?
That was Prairie Village.
Right. Prairie Village, Kansas. And what are some of the first things that you remember as a child?
Having toys, G.I. Joes, Master of the Universe.
Master of the Universe.
That was later, I guess.
Okay. And then the next place we moved, we moved several times throughout our adult lives. Now, where was the next place we moved to?
Was it Sangamon?
No, that was
Leawood.
Leawood.
Yeah.
Okay. And what do you remember about the house in Leawood?
Well, I just remember we had dog named Rags.
Okay. Rags, okay.
Yeah.
All right. And so you, when you went to kindergarten, you remember what your kindergarten teacher's name was?
Mrs. Henderson.
Mrs. Henderson. Okay. Your mind's working good today, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then we moved and you started first and second grade at what school was that? Or was it just first grade?
It was kindergarten and I guess.
No, Mrs. Henderson was kindergarten, but where was the next school that you went to in first grade?
Comanche, I think.
Okay, and what was your teacher's name there?
Mrs. Gray, and she liked to use her pointed finger and
scold people by pointing their finger.
Being strict. She was too strict.
Was she?
Yeah.
And then we moved out to Olathe, Kansas, and what was the name of that first school that you went to out there?
Ridgeview
Elementary. And then, do you remember your teacher at Ridgeview?
Mrs. Johnson.
Mrs. Johnson. Mm-hmm. How was she?
I liked her as a teacher.
Oh, that's good. That's good. And then you went to Central Elementary, and who was your teacher there?
Dan Doolittle.
Van?
Dan.
Dan. Dan yeah. Doolittle. Huh? How was Dan?
He was fine.
Really?
I think he played a bit of lute for the drummers.
Huh. And then you also had another teacher, male teacher. What was it?
Bill Molden.
Bill Molden.
Yeah.
And what do you think of him?
Oh, I liked him.
Yeah.
That was Russian tea he had in class.
Russian tea, okay.
Yeah. Also, he had a teacher called Miss Devine and Mrs. Smith.
Oh, wow. So you went there for quite a while.
Yeah.
So what do you think of Miss Devine?
I liked her. She
really?
Married to a policeman or something.
Really? And what about Mrs. Smith?
Oh, I liked her too.
So you really liked all your teachers at Central?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Now, when you were taking, like, some of your classes, your math classes, and, well, especially in your science classes, did they teach you that the planets and the Earth revolved around the sun?
Yes.
Did they?
Yes, they did.
So they didn't teach you that the Earth was stationary?
No.
Oh, interesting. What do you think about that?
Oh, that's different.
Yeah. Do you agree with that?
No.
You don't?
No.
Why not?
The Bible says it.
Really? Okay, yeah. Well, that's interesting. You picked up on that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you were coming up, we went to different churches. Before we met the Sovereignty of God people, what are some of the churches you remember being brought up in?
Assembly of God and the Society of Christ. We went there one time or something. So the Church of God Holiness and maybe United Methodist Church one time or something. And
we went to a lot of churches, didn't we?
Baptist Church one time, certain Baptist churches.
Yeah. We went to, do you remember when we went to Rosedale Church of God Holiness?
Yes.
You remember Summit View Church of the Nazarene?
Exactly.
Okay. And we also went to Sheffield Assembly of God. Remember that?
Yeah.
And do you remember going to Unity? What do you think of Unity?
Unity was evil. Plain evil.
That's right.
Rotten all the old evil.
Now, how did you come to the conclusion that Unity was evil?
They worshiped Satan.
Why do you say that?
I think they did, because they said they were a heart-warm church, but they just had a cold going on.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, then we, after Olathe, we moved out to a little town. What was the name of that town?
Pittsville,
Missouri. And you started attending junior high. Where was that?
Holden Junior High, Holden, Missouri.
Holden, Missouri. Okay. And what do you think of that school?
Oh, that school was kind of different.
What do you think?
Memories. And
you, I remember you said you met someone there that was really into, you felt like he was...
in the cold.
Yeah. And so, at the same time, Mom and I started really struggling with some of the things that we had been taught, hadn't we?
Yeah.
And we met someone that introduced me to a book, The Sovereignty of God. Do you remember who that was?
Gary Hackett.
And so as a result, Mom and I started having some problems with the public school you were in, didn't we?
Uh-huh.
So what happened?
I went, you guys, Mom taught me homeschool.
You both taught you. Remember,
so
I taught a class.
Homeschool.
And what was the curriculum?
Christian Liberty, Becca Books.
Christian Liberty Academy and Becca Books. Uh-huh. And do you really remember, like, when they were teaching, when we were teaching you about the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence and all that, did they teach you that was a pretty much a Christian document?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. What about the Founding Fathers?
Same thing.
That they were Christian.
Yes.
Yeah. You come to realize that's not true, right?
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's interesting, Mark. Now, you, after you graduated from high school, like I've said, well, you had several jobs throughout high school. You worked as a volunteer. You want to talk about where that was at and what you did?
Junior volunteer at the hospital, reorganized Latter-day Saints Hospital in Missouri.
Okay. Reorganized Latter-day Saints Hospital.
Junior page, or what they call them.
So you were born in a Catholic hospital, and you worked in an RLDS hospital. Oh, my. And you went to Unity.
Yeah.
Oh, my. And all these other Arminian churches.
Yeah.
And you also worked some other places. Where else did you work when you were in high school?
Food for Less.
Okay. What did you do there?
Push the carts around.
Okay.
And also clean the where the food was, you know, where they keep the frozen food, where it was clogged.
Oh, okay.
Spraying with the bottle and then
okay.
Stuff.
And then you
also stock food too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then you got a job at Burger King. What did you do at Burger King?
Made Whoppers. Hamburgers,
Whoppers, huh?
Took the trays to certain people that won the food and
okay.
Cleaned the area and Burger King swept the floor and
okay.
You know.
And that's when you started having your difficulties, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And you started having problems with your mind, didn't you?
Yeah.
Your brain.
Uh-huh.
And you started having what you would have described as clicking.
A clicking sensation in my head.
Wow, that must have been strange.
Yeah. It was strange. It didn't sound like a gun. It almost sounded like similar to a gun.
That must have been scary.
It was.
And then a short time later, you ended up in the hospital. And what do you think was going on?
Well, maybe possibly that evil activity, the spiritual one. Forces I was fighting,
but
the
you were thinking it might be evil, but yet it was registering.
May have been with my
physical.
May have been with my
It was physical, though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You were having physical problems.
Uh-huh.
Your brain wasn't working right.
Yeah.
But you were trying to figure it out, right?
Uh-huh.
And so you ended up having to get all kind of tests, didn't you?
Uh-huh.
You had MRIs, yeah. And you had neurologists looking at uh-huh. you, and blood tests,
yeah.
And they found out that your brain was making way too much what?
Dopamine.
And so they gave you some medication to try to slow that down, right?
Yeah.
And you're still on that medication today.
Uh-huh.
You know, and you got, before all this happened, I mean, in the midst of all this, before we could figure out what was going on, you actually left the house where you were living with us how many times and couldn't find your way home?
19
times. And Mom and I were worried sick uh-huh. about you, and that's when we finally had to put you in a hospital, didn't we?
Yeah.
And it took quite a while. Finally, you were able to come home from the hospital, and you went through a lot of confusion, didn't you?
Uh-huh.
Where you couldn't figure out what was going on, right?
Yeah.
And still today, in probably like out of 5 days a week, how many days of the week would you say are you in kind of a disoriented state? Out of 7 days a week, how many days you think?
Three, I think so.
So about 3 days out of the seven, you're confused, aren't you?
Yeah.
Now you're having a good day today, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah. Now let's talk about the spiritual side. I know that you've been through a lot, had a lot of questions as to why God would allow this to happen to you, and why you haven't been able to have a normal life and a normal family and a normal job and all that. How have you come to grips with it?
5 points of two.
5 points of two, okay.
Total depravity.
Now, hold on. Just so people understand.
I believe in the sovereignty of God. God's okay. Always in control.
Well, that's good. And that's helped you through
this?
Yes. Okay. Now, we can talk about, you know, so in other words, what in TULIP, what does T stand for?
Total depravity.
So you believe that you're totally depraved?
Yes.
You're a sinner?
Yes.
Wow.
That's so my life.
Yeah. Right.
Still be a Christian.
Okay. And what does you mean?
Unconditional election.
Okay. And election means that you're what? Chosen?
Before the foundation of the world.
Wow. Is everybody chosen before the foundation?
No.
No? And so what does I stand for?
Yeah.
I.
Irresistible grace.
What does that mean?
God has grace on just His Christian people.
Okay. Yeah. And they can't resist it?
No.
No? Okay, well, sometimes they resist it, but he's always, you know...
Sovereign.
Yes, okay. Well, what's P mean?
Perseverance of the saints.
Okay.
The Christian like people are always going to rejoice in heaven. They're never going to get out of heaven.
Okay. Well, that's quite a thing now.
Mm-hmm.
When did God call you?
The foundation of the world.
Yeah, but how old were you?
13.
When you were 13 years old. Well, that's interesting, Mark. So, do you have a free will?
No.
You don't have a free will?
No.
Huh. So, can you prove that you don't have free will by giving me a scripture that disproves free willism? Not of him that
will for him to run up to God and show mercy.
There you go. Well, so this has helped you a lot.
Yeah.
to realize that God is sovereign over even your salvation.
Uh-huh. Whether I believe it or not, because God is
who won't help. But wait a minute. Okay. The question is, do you believe it?
Yes.
Well, okay. So all of the elect will believe in the perfect sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross for them, won't they?
Yeah.
Okay.
But he didn't need anybody.
Right. He doesn't need anybody, does he?
No.
No.
Jesus is the one with the body's chewing with his precious blood, Jesus Christ.
Right. Very good. And
it's the only way to God the Father.
Is what? Through
the blood of Jesus Christ.
Right.
That's grace right. Of Jesus Christ.
That's right. And so when it says, when he talks in John 3 to Nicodemus, that the wind bloweth where it listeth, and no man knoweth the sound thereof, and that you must be born again. Do you believe that being born again precedes everything else, comes before everything else? I mean, in other words, before you believe or before you repent.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And you've already said you believe that you're called or chosen.
Uh-huh.
Before the what?
The foundation of the world.
Before the foundation of the world. Well, that's good. So how do you, you know, see your future, Mark? I mean, how do you see, you're 40 years old, and if you live another, you know, let's say you live to be 80 years old, another 40 years.
Yeah.
This is kind of your foundation as to how you're going to live out your next 40 years is just subscribing and embracing in the sovereignty of God.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's good. That's good. Well, I appreciate you coming on the program today and sharing. Now, I'm going to just open it up to you and let you make any kind of final remarks to people. Maybe be of encouragement, you know, to someone that might be listening that has a terminal illness or facing, you know, major pain or mental frustration, or maybe someone that has lost a family member, or, you know, what would you have to say right now to someone that's struggling?
Trust in grace, the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus died for your sins. You know.
Right. Right.
If you become a Christian, you don't have to accept him. You already accept you.
So you're saying that it's not something that they do, it's something that God does.
Yeah.
Well, that's true. I know that one of the scriptures that's been very helpful to me in embracing the doctrine of the Bible, Christ, his atonement, and Calvary, is that all that the Father has given me will what?
Come to me.
And all that come to me, what?
Will know.
Wise
cast out.
Yeah. Now, Mark is going to be doing some, we're going to be doing some daily Bible studies. Mark had done this with me a while back, and I'm going to ask him to kind of rejoin me for some of these Bible studies, and we're going to kind of go through, we're starting through the book of John. I went through the first chapter of John yesterday, and tomorrow we're going to start in the second chapter of John. And we're going to try to do these daily Bible studies. Maybe not every day, but we're going to try to work through these studies, and hopefully it will also be helpful to those that listen in. Do you have anything else to say before we close out the broadcast?
No.
No?
No.
Okay. Well, thank you for joining me.
You're welcome.
I'm looking forward to doing these Bible studies with you.
You're welcome to tell me.
All right.